LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 16. That's Jim Fiddler.
That was beautiful.
You know what the name of that song is?
No.
That's Lillian, A Portrait in Sound.
Oh, well, that's cool, because that's your mom's name.
There you go. This is our Mother's Day edition of the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. And so I thought it would be appropriate to start off with a song that has the same name as my mom. Of course, her name is not Lillian, A Portrait in Sound.
No. It would just be Lillian.
Just Lillian. And of course, we won't talk about her middle name because she hates her middle name. And because I love her, I won't say it.
That song was very, very gorgeous.
Yeah, that's Jim Fiddler. He is from, I forgot now.
Ireland?
No, it sounds very Celtic, doesn't it?
Yes.
But no, I could go online here. I think he's from Newfoundland.
Oh.
Let me do this real fast.
I had a newfie for a friend in college.
You had a newfie for a friend? Well, tell me about him.
His name was Mark, and he was just a lot of fun. He was crazy. But that music was very haunting.
Haunting? Why do you say that?
It was like kind of, it stirred really deep emotions, and it kind of made you think of what your heritage might have been. I mean, I put all this stuff, you know me, I always build stories on everything. It was like my Irish heritage, kind of because of the Celtic sound to it, but yet, and then carried into with a little clicking and stuff, kind of like Missouri from my dad, kind of the country road type thing, and it just, and then it had kind of like North Carolina in it with the like guitar and banjo and stuff. It just was really cool and just made me real misty.
Oh, well, that's a good way to start then.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, this is the lovely Lady Leanne that is talking with us. And I thought it was especially appropriate to have her on the show today, too, since she's the mom of Stephen and Timothy.
The mother of all mothers.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I don't mean it like because I mother everybody.
That reminds me of when, what was it, Desert Storm, the mother of all battles or something like that.
Well, that's kind of what the boys probably think of me some days.
Yes, he is. Jim Fiddler is a newfie. From his days as founder of Pressure Drop, Newfoundland's first and most prominent reggae group, Jim Fiddler has enjoyed a widely respected career as both a recording artist and a record producer, the stalwart of the Newfoundland music scene.
You can't fool me, that was not reggae.
That didn't sound reggae at all, did it?
No.
It sounded very, very Celtic. So anyway, that's what that was. Now, this next song is one that maybe I should have you introduce.
Which one is this?
This is the one for your mom.
This is so inappropriate. This is not for my mother. Just because it has her name doesn't mean it's for her.
Yes, the name of the song is?
Joanne.
Joanne, and it's David Ippolito.
Yes.
David Ippolito, he's from New York. But no, this is just because it's the same name as my mother-in-law.
That's all there is to it.
There's no kind of Oedipus complex things going here at all.
What is that?
Certainly I'm a kid back in school, and I can't hide the blush on my cheek. Afraid that I'll sound like a fool if I trip on the words that I speak. But there's a change in the air that I'm breathing, like a sweet and gentle perfume. Whenever Joanne walks into the room, no matter how many others are there, one by one they all fade away. As I'm trying my best not to stare, but hoping that she'll look my way. And by the way that her smile lights my world up, proof of angels on earth I assume. Whenever Joanne walks into the room, kissing her sweet lips for hours, I'm just dreaming somewhere in time. In my arms like a thousand wildflowers, I'd carry her off to be mine. whenever Joanne walks into the room. Suddenly only one thing seems real, from the moment that I realize there's no doubting the warmth that I feel every time that I look in her eyes. 'Cause there's a change in the air that I'm breathing, like a sweet and gentle perfume. Whenever Joanne walks into the room,
well, I think that's a pretty song, and I think that that might make your mom feel nice, just, you know, if that was dedicated to her. Not that it's from me, but just, you know, might make her feel young and pretty again, don't you think?
It's very sweet sentiments and very lovely and all that kind of thing. But
okay. Well, see, so I'm not completely out of line with that then.
No, no, it's a pretty song. It just was not for my mom from you.
you just don't think of your mom in those terms.
No.
Well, there was a time, though, that your dad did, and he probably still does.
Probably, yes.
That's right.
On occasion.
Well, we won't go there. Okay. I first heard that song on CeCe Chapman's Accident Hash. And speaking of CeCe,
Managing the Gray is a new media podcast from CeCe Chapman. He's got interviews and insights from the brave new world of marketing. Engage the evolution at managingthegray.com.
Yeah, that's a brand new podcast that CeCe's doing, and it's about new media, new advertising, new ways of thinking about advertising. And when I first saw the title, Managing the Gray, I thought maybe it was you know, a podcast for old fogies like me.
'Cause of gray hair?
Oh, I'm not hearing you. Sorry. Say that again. I had...
Because of gray hair, is that what you...
Yeah, but of course, I don't have to manage my gray, do I?
No, you don't. I was thinking managing the gray matter or something like that.
Well, that could be, too. But why don't I have to manage my gray?
Because you don't have very much.
Yeah. Now, this next song is sort of kind of dedicated to you, because Mother's Day is about moms kind of having things their way, right? Supposed to be, in
well,
theory.
That's every day, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. This is Callahan.
Woke up late again. Me and that clock were just not friends. And don't it show? Must be one of life's mysteries. How I always seem to lose my keys. I don't know. Wish I could change my luck. Wish things were looking up. So I gotta believe in whatever I want. Yeah, whatever I need. And baby, say if I only had three wishes just for me. Up again, I'm on my own, and it's just the story of my life that everything is such a fight, and my dress is torn. Yeah. I know I changed my luck, things will be looking up, so I got. Thank you.
Okay, guys, if you're married and if the person you're married to is a mom, be sure that Sunday you give her whatever she wants. Now, the reason...
Just Sunday?
Okay, well, all right, every day.
There you go.
Yeah, we're approaching it now. Now, you may wonder, well, let me ask you, where do you think that song, Callahan, where do you think she's from?
She sounds like Texas, but who knows?
Well, just guess. You're going to guess Texas?
Texas or Tennessee.
Texas or Tennessee. Now, my listeners might remember a couple of weeks ago, I played another song from Callahan. She's from the UK.
Oh, I remember you playing that one for me.
Yeah, that real pretty song.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now the reason that this one came up was, okay, I thought, okay, I've got Lillian and I've got Joanne, and I did a search for Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
And with your spelling, nothing came up. So I thought, well, let me put...
Of course not.
Of course not. Yeah. The lovely lady Leanne spells her name differently than most other Leannes. There's only a couple of other Leannes we've ever met that spell it your way. L-E-E capital A-N-N is the way you spell yours.
The way my mother spelled it because she wasn't thinking.
I'm going to leave that one right there.
But you're never thinking when you're having a child. So.
Right. Okay. And so anyway, I tried a different spelling. And what came up was Callahan, because she put down as her musical influences, one of the people was Leanne Rimes. All right. Now let's see. Callahan's other influences were, Alison Krauss, Sheryl Crow, Sarah McLachlan. And oh, by the way, too. Since you know Jeremy with the Triathlon Radio podcast,
mm-hmm.
Callahan is a triathlete.
That's triathlete?
Okay. She's a triathlete, yeah.
Oh, boy. Is she buff?
Well, the picture, she looks really cute, but it just shows her face, so I can't... Hmm. I don't know if she's like built like Jeremy is. I kind of doubt it.
I would hope not.
Jeremy's a big guy.
Yes, he is.
He's not...
It'd be kind of hard to get a guy if you were built like Jeremy. I think most guys would not look like... looking at a girl that was built like that.
Yes. But, you know, you're saying a lot of things that I just have to leave on the table tonight. I can't make really a lot of comments on these things.
That's pretty good.
So how are you doing? You went to a mother-daughter tea at church tonight.
Yes, I did. Had a lot of fun.
You want to give me about a 10 or 15 second thing, if at all possible?
We probably had about 120 women and children, girls there. And
120 children?
Well, 120 women with their girls and with moms, 120 people total.
All right.
And there were a few little boys there because they opened it for boys to come to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our boys didn't want to go because they weren't into tea.
Well, they're
and
big
frillies,
boys.
Yes. But it was fun and nice little, some girls read poems to their moms, and I got to spend time with my mom and my sister and
there you go. You're
her
getting
girls.
A little closer to the mic now.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm sorry.
Still have to teach you mic technique. That's okay.
Well, I don't like to be in front of the mic. That was a funny joke tonight, too.
Oh, what was?
Stacy was in front of Stacy, my niece, was in front of the microphone, and she said,
By the way, Stacy, your niece, is the daughter of Steve O'Brien.
Yes.
Who most of my listeners know from LifeSpring Sunday, and I've had him on the show. Anyway, so Stacy did what?
Stacy was up in front of the mic talking about this book club they have going, and she said, I hate mics. And of course, everybody laughed because Stacy's engaged to Mike.
Yes, she is.
And so we're all going to tell Mike this week what Stacy said about him.
Now, that would be very mean.
Well, he'll know we were teasing.
Yeah.
But it was just really hilarious at the time.
So you had a fun time.
Yes, we had fun.
That's very good. Hey, right now I have to do a GoDaddy commercial. You choose the new griddle cakes?
Durons, yeah.
Duron. All right, here we
Yours
go, everybody.
Yours is good, too, though.
Well, so do you want to do the pirate or do you want to do the phone call? We'll do the phone call.
Phone call.
You want to do the phone call. Here we go, everybody. This is a new one. Hi, this is Steve.
Steve, this is Bob from Belmont.
Hey, Bob, what can I do for you?
I got to tell you, Steve, I'm very disappointed that LifeSpring is running ads. There's nothing that a podcaster advertiser can offer me. I'm very upset.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Bob, but I really like your passion. Have you ever thought about doing something about it?
Like
starting your own podcast. You know, about the usefulness or non-usefulness of advertising in podcasts. You know, this is really exciting. Let's see, what could you call it? Is there a domain name available?
I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, listen, I've got 19 domain names, all registered through GoDaddy.com.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that the company advertising on the LifeSpring podcast?
Well, sure, but yeah, forget about that for right now. Just try it. Go over to GoDaddy.com to see if you can match a domain name to your passion. Searching for domain names is fun, and it's free. If you find one that you like, and of course, I'm not saying that you're going to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but in the off chance that you do, at checkout, enter code LS1 to save 10% off any order. Or LS2 to save an additional $5 off of any order of $30 or more. And lastly, code LS3 to get your .com domain name for just $6.95 a year.
So just searching for the domain name is free?
And fun. Bob, you're just window shopping. Hi, this is Steve Webb.
Steve, GoDaddy had everything I need. I got the domain I wanted. I set up a website easier and faster than I thought possible, right online. I was even able to submit my site to over 200 search engines and directories at once with GoDaddy's Traffic Blazer. I used the code you gave me. Save me a bundle. I just produced my first podcast on how advertising won't work in podcasting.
All by using GoDaddy.com.
Yes, all by using... This doesn't change anything, you know.
Oh, of course not, Bob. Hey, GoDaddy is your number one source for all your internet needs. GoDaddy has new domain names, transfers, and renewals for as low as $1.99. Plus, check out their hosting plans, website builders, secure certificates, and much more. And you know what, Leanne?
What?
This last week, I went to an Orange County Podcasters meetup.
Yes, you did.
It was really cool. I was really, really pleased. One of the guys down there said, hey, Steve, I bought some GoDaddy stuff this week, and I used your codes. And I thought that was really cool.
That is cool. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people to choose from.
There is.
And he chose you.
And he chose one of the LifeSpring codes.
Because you're special. You are in my book.
Well, I hope I am special in your book. So let's see. We got the LS1 code that gets you an additional 10% off any order.
LS2.
Yeah, very good. She's learning, isn't she? I wasn't ready for that at all. Let's see. What does LS2 get you? It gets you an additional $5 off of any order of $30 or more.
And LS3?
Will get your .com domain name for just $6.95 a year.
So get on down to GoDaddy.
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 .com. Hey, you're going to have to keep you around for a while.
No, not really.
Okay, hey, I have I have another promo from Trucker Tom. And you're going to know why I played this promo after the promo, and we'll talk a little bit about it afterwards.
Okay.
You've heard his music on Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. Wonder what PodSafe pianist Rob Costlow's been up to since?
I've had several licenses made this last year as well for various videos and documentaries.
Tune in on Monday, May the 22nd, for my interview with PodSafe music artist Rob Costlow and find out what he's been up to at truckertom.podshow.com.
Can you believe that it has been almost a year since I first interviewed Rob?
No, that's gone very fast.
Yeah, it was way back on show number 33.
33? You had been doing that many before you interviewed him?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was quicker than or sooner.
Well, it was June 21st, 2005, and of course the first LifeSpring was November 13th, 2004.
So, okay, about 33.
Yeah, and let's see, the LifeSpring show is up to, let me see, I think we're going to be doing number 88 Monday, 87
Whoa.
Or 88.
That's a lot of, lot of podcasts.
That's a lot of, well, of course it's...
Nothing compared to some other people, I guess, right? I mean...
Well, let's see, Adam is up to like 350 or something like, no, 385 or 6. And there are some that have done even more than that. But their shows, for the most part, are shorter.
Shorter, and they don't have as much music to have to research to go with the theme that you're going with and all the information that you have to do the studying for. People have no clue how much time he puts into that thing. Some days.
Some days. Well, anyway, since we're talking about Rob, and Rob really is a good guy, I have to say.
Seems to be.
But yeah, we did the very first interview with Rob Coslow in the podcasting community. So that was very cool.
Although, you know, I don't like Rob.
Why?
Because I'm very jealous.
I know. He's very talented.
Give anything to be able to play the piano like that. Of course, evidently not, because I didn't practice when I was little.
Exactly right. Well, let's listen to Rob Coslow play a tune called Family. I thought that would be
great.
Appropriate. Thank you. That's Rob Coslow and family.
That was gorgeous.
Were you misting up over there?
Yes, I was. He's welcome at our house anytime.
Okay. He lives in Indianapolis. You were saying you got misty?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, the piano is always very... I love music anyway, especially soft, sweet music. And the piano is very emotional for me. And it reminds me of college. I used to love in college to go into one of the practice rooms and just let one of my friends play the piano for me. Mm-hmm. And we'd just sit for hours and he'd play the piano. And it just was, it stirs your soul. And mm-hmm. it can just touch in so deep a way. And I love the piano.
Okay. Well, Rob's in Indianapolis, but I'll make an invitation. He can come and play anytime.
Anytime. Just let us know.
Of course, we don't have a big, beautiful grand piano like that.
And ours is kind of old and out of tune, so he's going to let us know so we can get a new piano.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I want to get a new piano because that piano is my grandmother's piano. That,
I know.
That piano is probably 100 years old.
Yes.
It doesn't sound... Now, Adrini, when she played it, she liked playing it. She said it was kind of funky because it was a little bit out of tune, but she really liked it.
Well, that's cool.
So, whatever.
Yeah. Either way.
It's
beautiful.
Anyway. So Rob is going to be interviewed by Trucker Tom. And I just want to say Trucker Tom is a really nice guy, too. Now, you, if you were to ever meet Tom, he'd probably scare you to death.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. He's scary.
Well, Trucker Tom truly is a trucker. And he looks like just this mean guy because of all these tats that he's got.
He's the tattoo Trucker Tom.
Hey, we have a lot of alliteration going here from the lovely lady Leanne, the tattooed Trucker Tom.
It's a miracle I could get it out. So.
But he's got his head shaved, and he's got this face tattooed on the back of his head that is looks like a kind of a skull type thing. And
creepy.
Yeah, creepy looking. But Tom's a nice guy.
I'm sure he is.
He really is. He really is.
He just has to know that never catch me in a dark alley when I don't know it's him. Because I'll scream and run.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Next is a song that has been getting a tremendous amount of play this last week from podcasters because it is a song called Mother, and it's Kevin Reeves.
I've been down, I've been out, and I've felt like my life's caving in, and I can't seem to find what life's about, and I've lost my direction again. Of the day, I know that my solace is a phone call away. 'Cause if it's you, Mother, wakes my weary soul when it's been sleeping. And it's you, Mother, takes my broken heart. Here I go, trying to make it in a town that can wound and betray. But I know that I can take it, 'cause you're cheering me on all the way. When I'm feeling lost in the dead of the night, tell me
Now, there's a great song for mothers.
Yes, that was cute.
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 I think it's even more than cute. I mean, as a guy who's had a good relationship with his mom pretty much his whole life, I mean, I really like that song. That song touches my heart.
Yeah, it was very nice. Good sentiments, and I hope my kids will feel that way about me, too.
Yeah, they're a little young right now to feel that way.
Yeah, Stephen would care less, you know.
Well, you know, he's a big 14-year-old now.
Yeah, and he's cool, and the world is out there for him to experience, and he doesn't need mom to help him.
Yeah, I know. Whenever we go to the mall, when he was a little guy, he always used to want to walk with mom. And now, he almost always is walking next to me.
Yeah. Thank goodness Timothy is still young.
Yeah.
At least someone will walk with me.
Well, I'll always walk with you.
Yes.
But
if you walk with me, Stephen won't walk with us.
Yeah. Well, if you're on one side and he's on the other side.
Then it's cool.
Yeah. But that's okay. He'll come back around. He loves you still.
Yes. When he's not ready to kill me or whatever.
Well, that's only because you're a good mom and you kind of try to make him toe the line.
Yeah, occasionally.
And so this is his first year in public school. We've always homeschooled him, and he's feeling independent at this particular point in time, or he's trying to exercise his independence. And
a little too much.
Well, hey, we've got only one more song to go, and I just want to extend my best wishes to all the moms that are out there. I really take my hat off to you. It's not an easy job being a mom. And I just really pray that God is going to give you just a wonderful Mother's Day this Sunday. And I know I read on the LifeSpring Family Forum that a lot of people listen to this after the weekend. And so if you're listening after the fact, I hope that it was a great Mother's Day.
And just enjoy your kids, moms, if you're out there. We only have them for a little while, and if anybody knows me, they know that that bothers me greatly because I want to have them for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, contrary to my husband's feelings. But just enjoy your kids. Don't try to take time to just be with them and have peaceful time with them and not hurry, and that will make Mother's Day really wonderful and the weeks to come.
Yeah. Well, this next song, my sweet, is from me to you.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
It's simple, so easy. Something about your gentle way that frees me. I feel it. All I can do is love. This one thing I'm sure of, nothing sweeter in this world than your love. I'm certain all I can do is love you. All of my dreams are yours, those distant shores of love at last have found me. Best way I can explain is there's hope again, and you're the light surrounding me. My lifetime, I'll prove it, 'cause baby, it's right down to it. I can't help it. All I can do is love you. I now know all I
can do is love you. Forever, all I can do is love you.
Ella.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
That was Colin Ray with All I Can Do Is Love You. Links to all the music can be found at lifespringpodcast.com. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us. Thank you, sweetheart, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, I guess.
Talk to you guys Monday. God bless you.
Bye.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast. Ready?
I'm ready.
LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 16.
Too hot. I'm too hot.
You're always too hot.
I'm too sexy.
Stop it. I hate that.
LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 16. All right, you talk to me now in the voice you're going to use.
LifeSpring Music Show number 16.
Okay, try it again, but you put the weekend in there, and you got to get yourself right here.
Oh, I have to say, okay.
Okay, look, here's the microphone. It's not here, it's here. Get right up to it.
But then my nose is going to touch that. Okay. LifeSpring Weekend. La la la. LifeSpring Weekend Show number 16.
LifeSpring Weekend Music Show.
Okay. LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 16.
Okay, now make it flow.
LifeSpring Weekend LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 16.
Do you need to take an allergy pill?
Sounding nasal?
You sound like Weekend Music Show.
We'll take one just in case.
Okay, we'll try it again?
Sure.
LifeSpring Weekend Music Show.
LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 16.